Hello and welcome to another edition of Sight Into Sound Presents. On this edition, we will talk to Philip Griffin. Philip is a brand new volunteer at Sight Into Sound and is a retired psychotherapist. He is bringing his expertise to us by recording a series of podcasts about mental health issues. That's Philip Griffin on this edition of Sight Into Sound Presents. I'm Jim Bratton. Hi, this is Jim Bratton, and this is Sight Into Sound Presents. Today, we're joined by Philip Griffin. Philip, you've got a pretty impressive bio here. And by the way, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Retired psychotherapist, master's level, a couple of licenses, counselor, LMSW, what's that, a licensed master social worker?
Yes.
And you've worked with adolescents, adults, individuals, family, group. Wowie zowie. And now you're here to talk about doing a podcast based on mental health. Is that right?
That is correct.
So what brought you to Sight Into Sound? Where were you before, and how did you drift this direction?
Well, I've been retired from mental health for about 6 years now.
Yeah.
And I wanted to do something to be of help to the community.
Right.
And so I thought, why don't I build on my past skills and present information that might be helpful to the community?
So how did you happen to, number one, what was the nature of the psychotherapy or the counseling that you were in before?
Well, I worked in a number of different environments. I was in private practice for a while. I worked in hospitals.
Right.
I also worked in something called partial hospitalization program, where people would come during the day and participate in the program and go home at night.
Right.
So I did individual therapy. I did family therapy. I did group therapy. I did a lot of different kinds of things in mental health.
Why don't you outline to me just some of the things that you've done in the counseling side of things?
I did a number of different things in my career. I had private practice for a while. I also worked for hospitals. I did individual therapy, family therapy, group therapy, marital therapy. I did a number of different things. I also worked at some points in my career in the administrative area. I was employed by a psychiatric hospital in the latter part of my career in their marketing department. Because of my bilingual skills, that was a very important issue that they needed to have addressed in the hospital so that the Spanish-speaking calls could be answered by someone who had a clinical background and training.
Wow. What a great set of credentials you have.
Thank you.
Retired for then 6 years.
Yes.
And how did you come across Sight Into Sound?
I was looking at organizations where my skill set might be of value to the organization and be of help to the community.
Right.
So I started looking on the internet, and I ran across Sight Into Sound, and I made the phone call, and the staff here were very welcoming and invited me to come in and talk to them about what I might do for them.
Right, right.
Initially, my idea was to go ahead and do some reading of books.
Right.
And then as I talked to the staff, then it evolved more and more into what we're into now.
Right. And that would be a podcast. That'll be an on-demand podcast then.
Yes.
And you'll be addressing mental health?
Yes. We'll be taking a look at various mental health issues. The first one is going to be concerning depression.
Right.
Myself and two of my colleagues are going to be talking about different aspects of depressions, you know, pinpointing the signs and symptoms.
Will you be addressing primarily blind and visually impaired or looking at the population at large?
I think this will be helpful to everyone.
I think so. So you mentioned colleagues. Are you going to bring other people in with you as you do this then?
I am. In the first one that we're doing, there's going to be a PhD in nursing who specializes in psychiatry,
right.
Dr. Tom Rodriguez. And then there's going to be a marriage and family therapist, and she's also a licensed professional counselor in private practice here in this area.
Think about what you might be doing, expanding it in terms of, I know you've got sort of a long-term plan. I know you and Jim, our executive producer here, have talked quite a bit about what you want to do and how you want to do. And I, besides just an interest in volunteering, I'm sure there's something that came to you that said, boy, this is something great that we can do once y'all began to talk about it.
Well, like I say, I came into Sight Into Sound, you know, as a volunteer to read books.
Right.
And then I got interested in reading the Houston Chronicle.
Right.
And then as Jim and I talked more, then I began to kind of create some ideas that I thought might be helpful to the general community, given my background in mental health.
Right, right.
And that's how this idea developed for this particular podcast on mental health issues.
You, a guest, and sometimes two guests, I guess.
Well, there'll be, the first podcast, there'll be three mental health professionals, myself
right,
and
right.
two of my colleagues. And so that will change as the subject changes. It won't be the same three. I'll be here every time, but the other two people will be changing.
Well, so in your background, a lot of our listenership is mature people as well.
Yes.
Are you finding there are a unique or additional set of things that need to be addressed among a mature audience?
Well, I think each population has their own special needs, and certainly, you know, with aging, there are certain issues that come with that, and that's certainly something that we can do in another podcast, is to talk about aging, the process of aging, and what kinds of things come out of that, how people can cope with the changes that come with age.
Yeah, yeah. In this initial, I'd like to walk through the initial podcast a little
okay.
bit more. I know you've got sort of an outline in mind. Where are you going to walk through with that? What's your plan on that one? Because let's talk about first things first on it.
Well, the reasoning behind the first podcast is dealing with signs and symptoms of depression.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be very helpful for people to recognize the basic signs and symptoms of depression in case there's someone in their family or a friend that may be suffering from depression. And they know that something is not quite right, but they're not quite sure what it is. So we're going to be talking about different aspects of depression. You know, for instance, someone that is sleeping a lot.
Right.
Or someone that has, you know, a sudden mood change.
Right.
So we're going to be talking about the basics in terms of what to look for if someone is getting into depression in terms of is it mild, moderate, severe. If it is depression, what kinds of things can be done about that? What kinds of interventions can be made? So it'll be along those lines.
What kind of knowledge level will people need to have in order to appreciate what you're doing, what you're talking about?
I don't think anyone needs any particular knowledge level. It's just that if this is not your area of expertise and this is not an area that you've studied, it's good general information to have.
Fresh information.
Yes.
Do you find that sometimes people who, and let's just talk a little more about your first podcast in advance.
Okay.
People, because I think this will prep people who might really want to listen to it. Do you find that people self-evaluate when they have these issues very well, or do they evaluate others accurately, or does most of this stuff just go by the way?
Well, like I say, this is usually not part of someone's background and training.
Right.
So this would be specialized information that they may not have.
Yeah.
So just being aware of what the signs and symptoms of depression look like, it could be very helpful to someone, like I say, who may be dealing with a loved one who is going through some changes, and it may well be depression.
Right.
It's just that they don't have the information or the knowledge to recognize that that is what it may be.
Self-assessment would be another potential for self-assessment.
Absolutely.
Wow. This is, it's most interesting, and I think that, I know that you're gearing this toward the population at large.
Mm-hmm.
Do visually impaired or blind people have, is there anything unique about the scenarios that they go through?
Well, it's something in addition that they deal with in their daily life that people that are sighted don't have to deal with. And depression can affect anyone,
mm-hmm.
whether they're impaired, you know, visually or not. So I think it's important for people that are visually impaired to have this information as well as others who are not.
We've given a little bit of a preview, I guess, of your first podcast. Let's talk a little bit about what you're envisioning on subsequent topics.
Well, I think kind of continuing with the issue of depression, you know, I think a podcast on suicide would be
yes.
very helpful. One of the things that I'm very interested in is when someone, you know, decides to take their life, that's a very tragic thing.
Yes.
And the emphasis is on the person that has decided to do that, but not much emphasis is placed on the survivors. What's available for the survivors of, say, a family member that's committed suicide?
Right.
So I think that would be very helpful as well.
How about down the road things just on general life coping skills? Are you looking at that as well? Just how do you say, maintaining attitude or prevailing or whatever.
I think that would make a very interesting program. It's like, how do you deal with stress?
You know,
we deal with a lot of stress living in a city like Houston.
Yes, we do.
With the traffic and the tension and the anxiety that goes with it. You know, how do you manage that?
So what about our listeners who may have something they would like to hear about? Are you open for suggestions on things that we might cover?
Absolutely. They're welcome to contact Sight Into Sound and make suggestions on issues that they would like to hear about, and we'll certainly consider those.
And by the way, the email address for that is info@sightintosound.org, and the phone number is 713-622-2767. You can either call or email, if you wish, for some suggestions on topics to be covered. Philip, what are you thinking about calling the show?
Contemporary Issues in Mental Health.
Covers the whole thing, doesn't it?
Yes, I think it does.
So you're going to have some colleagues with you on the show.
Yes.
Who are you going to have?
Susan Catalesi, who is a licensed marriage and family therapist and a licensed professional counselor.
Right.
She's in private practice here in town.
Right.
And also by Tom Rodriguez, who has a doctorate in nursing and practices in the area of psychiatry.
You know, our audience, of course, is blind and visually impaired, but I would encourage, speaking directly to our audience right now, that you share this podcast as it becomes available with your friends, because this is going to cover some just great general information. It's going to be called Contemporary Issues in Mental Health. If you have suggestions for potential things on topics on the show, you can go to info@sightintosound.org or call 713-622-2767. Philip Griffin, thank you for joining us. This has been just a very interesting program. I'm looking forward to the podcast.
Why, thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here.
For Sight Into Sound Presents, this is Jim Bratton.
Thank you to Philip Griffin for taking the time out of his schedule to talk to us about his new podcast called Contemporary Issues in Mental Health. If you have a suggestion or topic you would like to hear discussed on a future show, call Sight Into Sound during regular business hours at 713-622-2767. That's 713-622-2767. Or email us at info@sightintosound.org. That's info@sightintosound.org. Your producer for Sight Into Sound Presents was Jim Martinez. I'm Jim Bratton.